The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and we talk about whatever you want to talk about. So why don't you all start it off with a phone call, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I know it's Youth Day for the spring gobbler season, and I know it's also the first day of the spring rockfish season. I don't have anybody call about that. I'm sure that people involved in those things are very, 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 very busy at the moment, trying to get ready to go and get all their gear together and get in the woods and get quiet. And, you know, listen for those tree calls. Listen to those birds waking up and listen to those gobblers starting to sound off. I've seen them all up and down the eastern shore this week. I've seen the gobblers out in the field strutting, lots of deer out, sick of deer out in the middle of the day. So it's been an interesting time this week on the shore. If you're just joining us, one of the most interesting things I learned this week, I spent a lot of time in Dorchester County working and, you know, talking to folks about the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine and the Maryland Hunting Quarterly that we do. And I'm meeting some good people and eating some good food and, you know, just all around good folks down there. And what I learned on Hooper's Island the other day, you know, as you may or may not know, Hooper's Island is like the epicenter for crab picking in the universe. You've got Rippon's Brothers down there that have Windmill Brand. You've got W.T. Rourke. You've got Phillips Crab Picking House there. You've got G.W. Hall. You've got Russell Hall, which is, I can't remember the name of that, their seafood, Tar Bay Seafood. So, you know, all these picking houses are there, and they're all quiet. Go there in the morning and, you know, usually it's a beehive of activity. You've got people picking and moving pallets and, you know, filling cups and, you know, a couple dozen people in there with their head nets on and they're, you know, it's a beehive of activity, all quiet since the start of crab season. And unlike the last several years, the beginning of crab season has been terrific this year. A lot of crabs in the lower bay, and a good report on the dredge survey. Crab numbers are not back to the all-time highs of 10 years ago, but they're back to some degree and climbing. So the crab outlook is spectacular this year, according to the dredge report. Not the dredge report, the dredge survey, the winter dredge survey, where they go out and sample the crabs, yes. I don't know what the Drudge Report has to say about crabs in the bay anyway. But the pickers are not there. You know, the pickers are all Hispanic migrants, and they're part-time workers. They come, they pick crabs, they save their money, and they go home. And every year, the picking houses have to file paperwork to get their crab pickers back. Paperwork has to go through the process of the federal government and winds up going through Homeland Security. This year, the paperwork, for some unknown reason, and this program's been working for 15, 17 years, or more than that sometimes, the paperwork got held up. And just last Thursday, I believe, The people in Vermont who were processing the paperwork said, hey, everything's fine. You know, give us another 10 days, 2 weeks, and you'll get your crab pickers. Now, you can imagine, these huge businesses that are selling tons, literally tons of crab meat to the market. Local crab meat here in Maryland are sitting idle. It is not a happy time. What that means, though, is those guys who are going out crabbing and who are dedicated to it, and when they can get out, when there's not too much wind or not too cold, they get out there and crab, and they're doing well. So what do? They need to sell their crabs, but the picking market isn't there. So the crabs go on the open market. Now, some of the picking houses, like W.T. Rourke and I think probably Cool Ice, have workers. But, again, Hubbard's Island is idle. But, you know, they go to other markets. There's a flood of early crabs on the market, which means supply exceeds demand, and that drives the prices down. So good Maryland crabs are starting to come in, even here early in the season. You know, the last couple of years, we've been waiting until May, June, July, you know, August for good crabs, and we've got better crabs this year than in the early season than we've had for a long time. And so there are more crabs on the market, and the picking market is non-existent, so more supply in the general crab market. So that's kind of a good thing for consumers. Your crab prices are probably pretty good right now. So keep an eye on that. If you're up for some crabs this weekend, you can probably get some at a pretty good price. Now, we're still got the crossover of the Louisiana crabs and the South Carolina crabs and the Texas crabs and all that type of thing. So plenty of crabs here in Maryland if you want to get some crabs. They're again, not bad prices. And I honestly haven't checked them. I don't know what the retail price is or the dozen price or anything like that. Shop around. See what you can get. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you on anything that you'd like to talk about. So, what do I want to tell you about? Let's see. I printed some stuff out here this morning. The new regulations for the 2016-17 and hunting season have been finalized and submitted to the Maryland Register for final approval. And it has to do with a couple of different things. If you didn't hear the last hour, it has to do with turkey and bear. Has to do with baiting, actually. Let me find the summary here real quick. Or not. Maybe not. We got a couple callers here, so we'll see what happens. All right. After spending several months obtaining and reviewing public input, and, of course, there was a stakeholders meeting in February, Maryland Department of Natural Resources has selected the regulation changes for 16-17 and 17-18 hunting seasons. Regulations are currently being drafted in legalese and will be submitted to the Maryland Register for final approval. Hunting black bears and wild turkeys with the aid of bait will remain illegal. However, it will be legal in the fall turkey season in western Maryland if the hunter and the game taken are at least 150 yards from a known bait source. As far as black bear is concerned, the black bear hunting area will be extended to include all of Frederick and Washington counties. Hunting will be by special permit only, issued by the traditional lottery system. And then sycamore hunting is no longer restricted to Caroline, Dorchester, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, and Worcester counties. In other words, sycamore is now available and open across the state because of the expanding range of the sycamore. Ah, we got plenty of guys here. Brian in Hamilton. Good morning, Brian. How you doing? Good
morning. Pretty good. I'm not going to ask you how you doing. Even if you're feeling bad, I know you always sound great, so there's no use in me asking you.
All right.
What I want to get to is this crab situation. You know, maybe you can answer me because you're familiar with the wildlife in Maryland and Department of Natural Resources and things that go on as far as edible creatures. Now, I go to the store and I see beautiful boneless chicken breast, $1.99 a pound, just about every week, one place or the other I can get it. I see beef, beautiful ground beef, or not much more than that. And then I go to the seafood place to get crabs, and the price, I know you mentioned the availability should go down, but I haven't seen much difference. Maybe it will go down a little bit, but I've heard this year after year, and it's enormous amount of markup on crabs. Now, you think about it. As far as
I don't know. I don't know that that's necessarily true, Brian.
Okay. Well, maybe you can answer my question. If you have beef, you have to sell. You have inoculations. You have to have transportation, controlled environment. You have certain feeds. You have inspections and things of that nature. And so with the poultry industry, they're very well regulated, and a lot of intensive of money goes into making sure that it's properly regulated for conception, for edibility. But yet, with crabs, you have somebody that get a minimal amount of licensing, go out and catch these crabs and bring them in that can sell them. Now, why is it that the markup is so great on crabs, whereas with beef and poultry, you can get so much cheaper, and protein pound for pound, it's not even comparable. Please explain to me.
Wow, you said a lot there, Brian. What keeps running through my mind is this. We raise cattle commercially. We raise chickens commercially. There is an abundance of, not as much as it was because of the drought in the Midwest and other factors, but and the chicken market right now was devastated last year by the avian influenza. The beef industry was hurt by the drought in corn country and high corn prices.
But the prices were still reasonable.
Hold on. Okay, Let me finish. You had your say.
Okay.
And now we have that compared to the seasonal nature of a creature that is caught in the wild. But that all aside, it all goes back to this. We are in a free market society, and the vendors will charge whatever the market will bear. Whatever people are willing to pay, that is what they charge. That's the simplest answer I can give you.
Well, I can't. But
if you can't afford to buy steamed crabs at $80 for a dozen large, we had this discussion last week, go pay $30 for a pound of crab meat. Okay? $30 for times 4 pounds of crab meat is $120. That's as much crab meat, 4 pounds, is what you're going to get out of a bushel of large crabs. 3.5 to 4.5 pounds. A bushel of crabs might be $250, $300 for large. Okay? But you can get just as much crab meat, picked crab meat, domestic picked Maryland crab meat, for, let's say, $30 a pound times $420. So for half the price that you would pay for steam crabs, you can buy crab meat. Whatever the market will bear, whatever society decides that they're willing to pay for the product is what they will charge.
Well, I cannot disagree with you at all. You hit it right on the nose, and it's honest. It goes right back to the people. And I have to say, myself included, on occasion, not as much as I used to, as far as buying crabs. And you know, it's the people that buy it that put the price up. And it's exactly right. It's supply and demand, but it's just astronomical the difference between poultry, beef.
And again, you're talking about a commercially raised, domesticated product versus a wild-caught product. And there's always going to be a disparity there.
Right, but you would think it would be just the opposite, considering the regulation and the controls and the amount of expense put in the commercially raised product like beef and poultry. The regulation on those industries is astronomical.
Well, Brian, why don't you ask any commercial waterman what his regulations are and what his licensing is and what his fuel costs are and what his bait costs are and what his equipment costs are for going out and catching, a couple of bushels of crabs. It's got to be worth it. he's got to be able to make a living or he's not going to make it. He's not going to do it. You know?
I tell you what, he's making a good living, and so are all the seafood places. I don't see many of them going under the water.
Look, there are some that have, but, you know, and the waterman is always, has always talked about, how hard it is to make a living, and I can understand that. I mean, it's not my lifestyle. It's not something I want to do, but if that's the way you're brought up and that's the way, you live, then it's fine. But, you know, each of these guys is an independent businessman. They all have to go out. They all have to establish their own market. They all have to find out who's going to buy the product that they catch. And when they find somebody that's going to buy it, and if they don't pay enough for it, then they're going to have to find somebody else to make, so that they can make a living and make a profit on their labors. The wholesale guy is the same way. He's got to process those crabs or seafood or fish or whatever it might be. And then they've got to find a market to sell their product. So, I mean, you talk about the markup and that type of thing. I think it's probably easier and cheaper to raise domestic cattle and chickens than it is to go out and catch wild crabs and fish.
We'll have to disagree on that, but I'll agree on one thing. I'm a capitalist. I'm no Bernie Sanders, and if people want to pay that amount for crabs, more power to
whatever the market can bear, buddy.
Whatever the market can bear. I agree with you. I just can't understand it, but I thank you for your time.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Captain Seaweed, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You know, I'm listening to this gentleman talk about crab prices, and I'm sitting here right now waiting to go get myself a load of crabs, and he's got to take a couple of things into consideration. And two of the most important things on the crab prices is the freight and the death loss.
Correct. Good point.
Simple as that. Bottom line, price goes up, crab cost goes up, and you got to watch out how you keep your crabs. If you lose your crabs in freight, automatically the crab price is going to have to go up. Yes, people do enjoy crabs in the summer, and that's the bottom line.
Crabs don't live well out of water in the summer, do they?
What? Pardon me?
Crabs don't live well out of water in the summer, do they?
No, they don't do too good of a job.
Right.
They're supposed to be in the water.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why they're iced down and kept as cold as possible, transported in refrigerated vehicles, because you've got to keep the metabolism to its lowest possible denominator without freezing the critter. And they get heated up and they die, and nobody wants to eat a steamed dead crab, or nobody wants to eat a dead soft crab, do they?
Positively not. The bottom line is you keep it as fresh as you can keep it, and the bottom line again is death loss.
Okay.
When that crab goes bad, bingo.
Yep.
You're
going
to get 10% to 15% dead crabs every time you get a bushel basket of crabs. That's got to be entertained in the price of the cost of the crabs.
Good point, Captain. All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
See you, guy.
Thank you. There he goes, Captain Seaweed. And we have now Fran on the line who wants to stump the host. Feel free.
I don't know if you feel like it right now. before I get that, I feel you got three choices about those crabs. You pay the price for the crabs, you get the crab meat, or go catch it yourself.
Yep.
All right. Now, here was my thing. How high do eagles, as a two-part, do you remember we used to play Stump the Host?
Yep.
I know you know the answers, but anyway, how high do eagles fly, and what bird flies higher than an eagle?
Okay. How high do eagles fly? I don't know if I know the answer to that question, Fran. I'm going to guess it's... Whoa, wait a minute.
...fly much higher on their own. The bald eagle, for example, glides at altitudes of up to 10,000 feet.
There you go. Google just answered you.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
Bald eagles fly at altitudes up to 10,000 feet. What bird flies higher than an eagle?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you going to look that up?
Mm-mm, no way. No, I don't know the answer.
Okay. The bird that flies higher than an eagle?
Yes.
Only one is a vulture.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other thing I wanted to say? Oh, I wanted to ask you about those new crossbows, you know, like you had at the banquet. The pressure, because this guy in the lobby let me, he had one.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I wanted to try it.
Right.
Because I jumped up to try it. And the pressure was 70 pounds.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you, when you purchase one, do they set that pressure for you, or can you adjust the pressure so different people can use it, or are you? Is it just for you at what you can handle?
Actually, no. The pressure, or you're talking about the poundage. The poundage.
Oh, yeah.
The poundage is set.
You know, I couldn't do anything.
No. I know. And you're talking about the draw weight.
The draw weight.
Yeah. And most crossbows starts at about 175, 180 pounds and goes up higher than that.
Really?
Which is basically like lifting a 175-pound weight off the floor, only you're doing it with your fingertips pulling that string back. Okay. So there are a number of devices used to assist with that. One is a manual device that goes on the string and around the back of the stock and uses leverage and pulleys to help you pull that back, and that reduces that poundage by about 50%. But there are other devices like the crossbow that I use, which is called a 10-point stealth, has a system that is attached to the side of the stock. The claw, it has a little cable system that goes up both sides of the rails. There's a claw that goes around the string, and you use a crank to pull the string back, and it's only 5 pounds of pressure. And you can use your hand drill or the little hand crank that comes with it, and a child can do it.
Okay,
to cock that crossbow. So that's the easiest system that I know of, is that AccuDraw system from 10 Point.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know, because after I tried it, I thought, oh, brother.
You're not going to be able to do that. So, got it.
All right,
friend. Got to take a break.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. One of these days, I'll ask Fran if she knows the symbiotic relationship between the turkey vulture and the black buzzard. And maybe she does. Matthew, you're going to have to hold on just for a minute or two. We got to do this break, and we'll get right back to you. Thanks for calling back. Hey, look, if you enjoy a scenic walk along the Chesapeake Bay, the Harvard of Grace Decoy Festival has one of the best boardwalk walks you ever see. You can walk all the way along the flats, and you can enjoy that. But why not do that in conjunction with the Decoy Festival and Wildlife Art Show? And that's May 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Harvard of Grace Decoy Museum. There'll be 100 decoy carvers there, wildlife artists, photographers, and others will be on hand to showcase their work. Much of it for sale, of course. There'll be a carving competition, retriever demonstrations, a live raptor display, birds of prey, a sculling competition, a silent auction, and much more, featuring community and nonprofit organizations. The festival is family-friendly. It's $10 for the entire weekend. Kids under 12 get in free with a paying adult. Great food, lots to see and do, free shuttle buses between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay, the history of the canvasback duck at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival, Harvard of Grace Decoy Museum, May 6, 7, and 8. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call them at 410-939-3739. 939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Okay, time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. As you might have heard on these airways, the Clyde Sports Shop has everything for fishing. They've got live bait, they've got ice, they've got all the rockfish trolling gear, they've got all the trout fishing stuff, the perch fishing stuff, bass fishing stuff, anything you could need, want, or imagine as far as rods and reels and line. They'll spool your line up on your reels of, you know, for the new year, for the new fishing year. And they have that 24-hour fishing hotline. That's 410-247-3474. That's 247-FISH. But right now, through the end of the month, Clyde's is having the Second Amendment sales tax event on Browning firearms. You purchase a new Browning firearm, and Browning will rebate you 8% of the purchase price of that firearm. That's right. You have the right to keep and bear arms. That's in the Constitution. And then section Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives Congress the power to tax you. So what Browning's going to do during this tax season, month of April, if you purchase a new Browning firearm, you're going to get an 8% rebate. And they figure that that'll help you cover the cost of the sales tax. That's easy. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. What do I have to tell you about? Papa John's. Yeah, my buddy Jimmy Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. I'll tell you what, I love those guys. You talk about a great place to get plants and flowers and vegetable plants. If you like gardening or, you know, having a garden out back or even, you know, right puttering around the house with the little house plants and things like that, I always recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Excuse me. You know, they're in Severn, right off I-97. Now, Papa John's greenhouses are just packed full, bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, petunias, and they even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Vegetable plants? Oh, yes, Papa John's has them. Ready to plant in your home garden. Tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon and cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, even herbs. That's right. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses and make your selection, or you can call them at 410-969-5909. You think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden, for your church. And Mother's Day is coming soon, Sunday, May 8th. Remember Papa John's for Mother's Day. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It will grow on you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
I went a-fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a-twisting and a-turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and it couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hooked fish. He hooked his feeling in me. And one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind. I said it like a Jeremiah say, there's a fire now that's burning, and it set up in my bone, and I couldn't hold my pee. And I told my mother, but that wasn't enough. I told my father, and I told my sister too. And I went on and told my brother what was wrong with me. And this is what I told him in a song. I said, Lord, Jesus got a hook in me. I don't want to get loose. Jesus got a hook in me.
Hey, thought you'd enjoy a little Hank Jr. there. Let's talk to Matthew in Pasadena, then Don in Baltimore. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. That was Hank Jr.?
That was Hank Jr., brother.
Holy, now I got to go find that on iTunes.
that's actually his new. That's his newest CD.
Okay, I'll go to Amazon and buy the CD.
But yeah, I mean, you can find it on iTunes, I'm sure. Hey, by the way,
I'll buy the CD.
Listen, let me interrupt you just one second here, one more time. I just got an email from Larry and daughter. It says he's not presently in the office. He says, all quiet here in Baltimore County. Not even a fly down cackle so far. Beats working, though. Have a great day. And he's out turkey hunting with his daughter, so it's kind of quiet out there. I never got an email from the turkey woods yet. So there, first one, Larry. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Matthew. Sorry.
Actually, that was actually amazing. Sorry. I'll take the interruption all day long.
Okay.
The gentleman that called about the, crab prices.
Oh, yeah.
Beef and poultry.
Yep.
Again, you nailed it right on the head. There's a lot of cost involved because you're catching wild.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen. But with cattle and chickens, and I think if I'm right, the last time I checked, they're only paying like 50 cents for, a peep.
Right.
You grow into a chicken.
Right.
And, yeah, then it's controlled.
Yeah. Man. Very controlled.
Sorry, he loses that argument.
Right. Well, look. Again, supply and demand, but Captain Seaweed had a good point too. You got dead loss in there with wild critters, especially crabs. I mean, if you don't think that's true, go to your favorite crab restaurant, go around the back, and take a peek in the dumpster in July or August.
I can do that down here in Pasadena all day long and go, whoa!
Right,
yeah, we already know that. And a friend of mine is a commercial crabsman. And I laughed going, because I'm like, how do you get them from North Carolina up to here? He goes, 35 degrees.
Right.
What? He goes, the reefer unit. I'm like, really? I didn't know that. I don't know that stuff. But that's not why I'm calling. About a month ago, you had the gentleman from the trout fisheries.
Yep.
Where they were giving out, I'm going to say tadpoles. I don't know what to call them. But the babies. to school?
Fingerlings, yes.
Fingerlings, thank you. I'm so sorry.
Fry Fingerlings, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Oakdale Elementary, is a friend of mine's daughter is actually on trout duty this week.
Oh, that's funny. Good.
And I'm like, please keep me updated so I can call, you know, and again, call you.
Yeah.
Just because the children are, like, so involved.
Oh, yeah.
They love being able to do this. Because they watch them grow,
mm-hmm.
and they watch them get released.
Yep. Excellent.
And I'm just dying on that one. Now, for Smallwood, while it's a great thing that they built.
Yep.
But I have a feeling, because I don't know if you really looked at the pictures.
I did.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of accidents with amateurs trying to do, you know, launch their boats, their vehicles into the water because it is so tight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's also, I thought it was 19th was the ribbon cutting.
It is. It's Monday, whatever date that is.
That's the 18th.
Yep.
But I thought it was on the 19th. They're actually
Monday, starting. April 18th at 1:30 p.m. rate or shine.
Okay, and then the 19th is when it's officially opened, because Fort Smallwood will now be open at 5:30 a.m.
Okay.
As opposed to the rest of the county parks here at 7.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, and I apologized earlier. I had to respond to a call.
Got it. It's okay.
But, again,
you put me in the same boat because I got to respond to the next couple.
Yeah, you know what?
What? Here's
one thing I can tell you. Tight line, and it's now rock season.
Yep, exactly. Thanks, Matthew.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you, buddy. See ya. There he goes. Don in Baltimore, followed by Mike in Harford County. Good morning, Don. How you doing? Hello, Don.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan.
You're up, buddy.
Great Joe. Good morning, bud. I enjoy listening to you every week.
Appreciate it.
My best buddy moved to Missouri, Earl Bangs. He was ATA national champion 3 times.
Wow.
And they inherited a farm. And lo and behold, in that farm is a 35-acre beautiful fishing pond. And Earl never did learn how to fish. Anyway, over the phone, I haven't been out there yet.
Yeah,
I got him started. He said night crawlers, and he started catching maybe a few
right
smallmouth bass. Anyway, didn't know what to do. He says there's grass out there.
Mm-hmm.
He says I want to get rid of it. I said no, don't get rid of
Mm-mm.
it. You know that kind of stuff. And so I suggested he use a surface popper.
Right.
And find himself a hole in that grass. And lo and behold, when it first cast out, I think before the popper even hit the water, he comes out with a 3.5-pound big mouth.
Nice, nice.
Now he's on.
Now he's hooked, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's hooked, literally.
Yep.
Hank Williams Jr.
Yep.
But anyway, the thing of it is now he calls me up a few days ago and he says that there's a lot of algae developing on the, and he'd like to know if there's anything he can do about it, or should he do anything about it?
He shouldn't necessarily do anything about it, and it's actually pond scum other than that. But what I would tell him, recommend, is for him to go get some barley straw.
Barley straw.
Yep, and strategically place that a few places around the pond. And barley straw will tend to clear some of that out a little bit.
Okay, very good.
It'll absorb that.
Well, thanks very much for your suggestion.
That's probably the lowest cost without chemicals that he can do.
Mm-hmm. All right, will do.
Okay?
Thanks again.
All right, Don, thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
There he goes. Mike in Harford County. How are you, Mike? Good morning.
Alan, I'm doing well, thank you. I realize you are not the spokesman for the crab industry.
I am not.
And so, it's
are
okay.
You?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So, you know, don't be defensive. But
I'm not at all.
But the marketplace, yes, we're going to bear this stuff, but that doesn't mean we're not going to gripe a little bit.
Well, right? Sure.
When you go from a bushels that are, what, $90 to $120, and now it gets up to $300 in a matter of a couple of years.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but I do publish a magazine called Maryland Loves Crab.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah,
oh,
and yeah. I deal with these guys all the time. So, yeah, I understand that.
But, you know, like you buy cod. I mean, that's wildly captured
mm-hmm.
out in the deep Atlantic. You watch the show Deadliest Catch,
yep.
Bringing in king crab, and they're not bringing in prices anything like Maryland crab is.
Au contraire. I saw a pound of Alaskan crab legs yesterday, crab clusters, king crabs, $25.99 a pound.
$25.99 a pound. Oh, wow. Well, but like on cod and the other types of fish they catch from the, those are like $5 to $8 a pound. And I think what it is the Maryland, they've developed a branding that's so successful. Like, we all got to have our crab.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the industry senses it, and maybe it's international now. The reputation is so good. Maybe that's what we're up against.
Again, it comes back to whatever the market will bear. Whatever people are willing to pay for the product, that is where the prices will eventually wind up.
I buy less. You know, I don't buy as much.
Of course, you buy less. But you can't always blame the guy that is selling it out the door. The poor guy that's steaming it and trying to get it out the door, he's paying $300 for a bushel, okay? So he might have 60 crabs in that bushel.
Okay.
So somehow or another, he's got to turn those 60 crabs into a profit. So how does he do that? Well, that's five dozen. Five dozen times $80 for a dozen crabs is $400.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he doesn't charge quite that much, but let's say 75. So five times 75 is $375. If he's paid $300 for a bushel of crabs, he makes 75 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you want him to do? Make $5 $5 a bushel? He'd be out of business.
No, I don't.
He'd be out of business.
I want him to thrive.
Of course.
But five years ago, they were thriving at, what, 80 to 120 pounds a bushel. And
but, Mike, you got to understand, the environmental conditions on our Chesapeake Bay have changed in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Our crab population was wiped out in 2014.
Oh, but it did drop pretty bad.
Yeah, Tropical Storm Sandy wiped out our crab population. That hit at the peak of the migration, and those storm surges washed our crabs out into the jet stream, among other things.
Oh, my.
Okay, and we had no crabs. Therefore, the market had to go up because of the lack of supply. Simple economics. Demand was the same.
That makes sense to me. I'm with you on that.
Demand was the same. People want their crabs. If they want their crabs and there's less of them, therefore the price goes up, they're going to have to pay more.
It's the law of supply and demand. It's not the suggestion or hint. It's the law.
The law of supply and demand.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Thank you, Alan.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Mike. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let me tell you about our friends at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. As soon as I find the written text of the commercial, I will read it to you as only I can in my inimitable fashion with great enunciation and aplomb. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena is the place. To get there, you take Route 100 all the way to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. It's 2.5 miles. 4729 Mountain Road is the address. All you need for any type of fishing or crabbing or the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay is available at Fishbones. And Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. So call my buddy Bud at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. That phone number is 410-360-0573. And by the way, he has a terrific trolling chart. Print it out on a piece of paper. He'll hand it to you that tells you how deep to troll, how far to let the line out, what weight to use, and that type of thing. It's all right there on the chart. 410-360-0573. That's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena, Maryland. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know, Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Hey, if you like decoy collecting or just looking at it, great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 35th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. That's Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 6th, Saturday, May 7th, Sunday, May 8th. Admission is just $10 for the entire weekend. Kids under 12 admitted free with a paying adult. Listen, they've got a live raptor, birds of prey display, a sculling competition, a silent auction, carving competitions, a retriever demonstration, available right there on the weekend, featuring community and nonprofit organizations. 100 decoy carvers, wildlife artists, photographers, others will be on hand to showcase their work, all or much of it for sale. Family-friendly festival has great food, lots to see and do. There are free shuttle buses that run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center where all the action is. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum, May 6, 7, 8. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
And we're back. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Everything you need for fishing and that 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-FISH. But let me tell you about the Browning sale. If you buy a Browning firearm now through April 30th, it's called the Second Amendment Tax Sale. Browning will rebate 8% back to you, basically to cover your sales tax. So why not check that out at Clyde Sports Shop? Everything you need for fishing and hunting, all the services, rod and reel repair, gunsmithing, scope mounting, bore sighting, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. We got a couple of callers here. We got Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tackle Box.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. Hey, your conversation there with Matthew kind of sparked my interest into this new Fort Smallwood ramp. And I have to say, it is not going to be for everybody.
Okay.
Reading here on their website, it's for pleasure craft 25 feet and less.
Yep.
Which is kind of, that's right, because you don't trailer anything really a whole lot longer than that.
Right.
And the next thing it says is 8.5 feet in width and smaller.
Yeah.
My boat is 8 feet wide.
And you don't have a giant boat.
No, and that gives me 6 inches of play just for the boat.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer is wider.
Of course. I'm with you.
And then at the bottom it says, never use your boat's motor for loading and unloading from the trailer. The prop wash will erode the ramp's foundation.
Lovely.
I think it's a 50-50 split on the types of trailers that are out there in the world with rollers and bunks. So,
well, on a bunk trailer, you got to use that motor.
Exactly. So think in hindsight, the Anne Arundel County, it's great that they're giving them another facility because they've got the most shoreline and the fewest.
My question is, if you're going to spend millions and millions and millions and millions,
do it right.
Why not do it right?
Exactly.
I got you. All right. Well, we'll have to wait and see. We'll see how the boaters like it. I mean, if you're John Boater or a kayaker or something like that, it might be the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if you're going to launch your bass boat, you may have an issue.
Yeah, and like I said, that'll be great for the John boats, the guys that just want to get out there and crab in their little 14-16 foot skiffs and John boats.
Yep.
And go out and do a little bit of perch fishing up against the shoreline.
Sure.
I think they needed a little bit more advice with the design.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Thank you for weighing in there, buddy.
No problem. Thank you, Alan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Rodney and Carney and then Lee and Towson. Good morning, Rodney. How are you? Quickly.
Good morning, Alan. Very well, thank you.
Good.
And I'd like to ask you about it. Is there any new news on the technology of controlling the zebra mussel?
Yeah, that's a subject I haven't looked at for a long, long time. I know the monitoring stations are still in place on the reservoirs. You see them out there at the boat ramp at Liberty and other places. But I don't know if there is any more. I know they've got, you know, they've announced that we have finally have zebra mussels in Maryland, primarily up on the Susquehanna from what I've heard. But I don't know that any local reservoirs, you know, the metro reservoirs around the state. I'm not talking about just our three here, but I mean, you know, like Rocky Gorge and Tri-Delphi and all those. I'm not sure that we have any issues there either. But
so we really don't know if they've progressed or anything.
Well, the monitoring stations are out there, and I'm sure that they're still, you know, still monitoring them. And there's been no pronouncement that they've found them anywhere in the metro system. But who knows? I mean, how often do they check them? I don't know if they check them once a year, once every 6 months, once every week, or what. I have no idea. Okay. So, but I haven't seen any press releases. And normally, when we find zebra mussels here in Maryland, there's a press release.
Roger that, and I thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. And Lee in Towson, good morning. Hello, Lee.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you remember me. I met you just talking to Tackle Box at his house. I'm the fella called.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
All right.
Good.
All right.
State record pickerel, 8 pound, if I recall.
8 pound same pickerel.
Yeah.
We've been pursuing that fish for probably trying to catch that pickerel that big for probably 30 years. It's kind of a lost dying fishery. Not a lot of guys tame pickerel anymore. They're considered a trash fish, unfortunately.
I love them.
But I love catching them. I just catch and release them.
Yep.
I've actually had pickled pickerel and smoked pickerel, but they're basically a catch-and-release fishery.
Yep.
And some I still enjoy pursuing, even as a kid I did it. And,
yep, me too. Grew up on them.
Grew up on them. They're fun to catch.
Yep.
I'm in the yellow perch, but I could find them on the eastern shore.
Did you have a question, Lee? Because we're quickly running out of time.
Well, I'm just a big advocate for the catch-and-release up on the Susquehanna flats in the river. And I hear a lot of controversy about it in your last week's show about, you know, the big fish being caught.
Yeah, not a fan.
It's a strong fishery. I'm